to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands.
We are the United Hate Division, where everybody shouts their own opinion.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm pretty excited about this next interview because some of the things we're going to talk about I hold near and dear to my heart, and this is a badass band anyway. So let's welcome to the show Steph with an F from City of the Week.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, right off the bat, I have to tell you a funny story. So I think the last time we interviewed, I think I was looking you up somewhere and I ended up connecting with somebody that I'm friends with on Snapchat who calls themselves on Snapchat Steph with an F.
That's not me though, right?
No, it's not you. That's why it's funny, because it was like I was searching and I was like, oh, here, you know, and it was not you.
Weird.
Yeah, right? So there's somebody else.
I'm OG Steph with an F. Everybody else is an imposter. I just want you to know that.
Exactly. You are the one and only Steph with an F. And I definitely love your new song simply because of what it means, because I say all the time, I mean, it's like one of my things where I say they're all on the same side and it ain't ours.
Right, absolutely.
So yeah, that's what your new song United Hate Division is about. You know, it's about politics, but it's not about one side or the other, which is what I can't stand. And we're like falling for the oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, what's really interesting is how it starts off. Tell us a little bit of the lyrics of how it starts off so people can get an idea.
Yeah, I mean, it just starts off as we are the United Hate Division. I mean, basically, it's kind of self-explanatory. Like, our entire country is completely divided into two very extremes. And it's really crazy because social media has definitely really helped to drive that wedge, because we feel the need to just kind of blast our opinions out there and then kind of argue with people who we normally wouldn't argue with, and people are seeing the most extreme sides of things and news headlines and whatnot, instead of really just kind of embracing the critical thinking that most humans have or should have, and then sort of discussing things as ways to move forward as a society. Instead, the United States, for whatever fucking reason, decide, you know, we have this sort of like ego as people, as Americans, and we feel like we need to just shout our own opinions, like the song says, where everybody shouts their own opinions, too dumb to know when to shut up. Because, I mean, literally, we just need to, some people just need to stop talking. I mean, we all do. We all need to stop talking. We all need to stop posting political things that aren't helpful, that are just dividing us. And then, you know, the last line of that, the main hook is proud of a system that fucks us. Like, anytime we're supporting any sort of politician, or, you know, 99% of them, we're supporting someone who doesn't have our best interests in mind. You know, I feel like people really latch on to like one or two policies that they feel like they're, you know, emotionally attached to or whatnot, and think that just because someone, you know, a politician or whatever agrees with them on that, you know, like, people don't realize that they agree on those things because it's in their best interest, not because it's in the people's best interest. And, you know, they're, like you said, they're not for us. They're on their own sides, but it's not our side. So yeah, that's kind of it. That's the gist.
And you couldn't say it better, because it really bothers me, because I hate extremes on either side. And it just seems to me like there is nothing but extreme nowadays. And it's kind of ridiculous. And nobody's listening. All they're doing is talking, you know, and we learn from each other by listening. And you're right about social media. It's ridiculous. Like, people just say whatever. And like, it wouldn't even be appropriate in any circumstance, some of the things people say. And one of the things I hate is if I post something on social media that is not polarizing, people have to make it polarizing. It's like they put you in this like box. I refer to it as like the whole country is picking kickball teams is basically what it comes down to.
I mean, yeah, you're totally right. I mean, it's crazy because I feel like most people genuinely do fall somewhere. You know, it's a spectrum. People act like it's right, left, and it's not really. There's so much. Humans are complex. It's your people, and if you're trying to cram 70 million people or however many people are in the U.S. into two categories, and it's just does not work like that. So, you know, we kind of just addressed it in the song, and it was really scary though, because like you said, even when things aren't polarizing, like all we're saying in the song is that we're divided, you know, we're not taking a side, we're not going to say what our political views are, because, you know, obviously we have fans on both sides of the spectrum who we absolutely love and respect their views, and that wasn't the point of the song. The point of the song is that we're divided regardless, and it was scary though, because, I mean, we figured people were going to find a way to get offended no matter what we did. So it was really scary, like, you know, is one side of the spectrum going to get really offended or find something in the video or the song to pick apart and get offended by? So it was definitely really risky putting this out. And fortunately for us, both sides, like fans on both sides of the spectrum, just embraced it and were like, yes. And so it's cool to actually see our message be taken to heart by literally everybody and actually uniting people, which is so, so crazy.
That is way cool. I mean, yeah. Because you're right. It was very brave of you to put out a song like this, because who knows what kind of backlash could have came in this day and age. Like, if you tell people, you know, today is, you know, whatever day it is, let's say today is Wednesday, and somebody's going to tell you, no, it's not. And that's how ridiculous we are right now.
Right. Yeah, totally. And everyone feels the need to argue things instead of just realizing that, you know, pick your battles on things. You don't need to fight with everybody because they don't see eye to eye on things. So, and then the video too, I don't know if you've seen the video, but how we have at the end, you know, we have all the politicians in fat suits beating each other up, and then, you know, the whole country watching and just rolling their eyes. And then at the end, we have Joe Exotic from Tiger King come out.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And all of the politicians are just like, and all the people are just, you know, worshiping him. And, you know, I was worried about that too. You know, people freaking out over, you know, maybe some people don't like Tiger King, or, you know, he's obviously a controversial figure in himself. But the whole point with that was, you know, the fact that our country united over something as simple as a Netflix documentary. I remember when it came out, literally social media ceased all the politic talk, and it was my entire feed for like 2 to 3 weeks was just like, who killed Carol Baskin's husband, and, you know, all the Joe Exotic memes, and it was just, and everyone was on the same page, and it was so crazy to just see how everyone united over something as so simple as a Netflix special. And it was kind of just reminiscing of what a simpler time in the pandemic and in life that was, and how we should be that way with, you know, more things.
And it certainly does say something when Joe Exotic is the one that's uniting the country.
Yeah, what a guy, what a interesting character and all his characters. And it's really funny though that this video came out Friday, because literally 2 days prior they announced the characters for the NBC TV special Tiger King. So it's cool that that's getting like a whole reboot. I was worried when we put out the video, because we filmed it last September, which was months after the special came out. I was a little worried that maybe we're kind of late to the party a little bit, maybe people are gonna think we're a little outdated or something. But it's cool to see that like they're now doing like live tours starting in a few months, like the cast of Tiger King is doing some things, and now there's going to be an NBC like TV, so it's kind of like just getting revamped again. So it's kind of like, this is the perfect time to put it out, you know.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, the music itself is badass, so that's more important too. So it's got a great message, but you guys are really talented, and I think definitely people need to check out the song. And I like that you're a voice for the people, basically, because we don't really have any voices nowadays. So, you know, it's I think it's a good thing. Maybe if we make people aware of how polarizing things are, you know, hoping maybe it'll change and people will chill out, because it's just ridiculous. And, you know, what I find, too, is people are in their own bubble, so they don't understand why other people feel the way they do. Like, you know, if you live in California, it's a whole different world from living in Alabama. You know, so of course these people think differently. And maybe if we all sat down and understood why people believed the way they did, maybe we could unite.
Absolutely. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Like, people are arguing, but it's without actually living or seeing somebody else's experience. And I feel like I've lived in a few different places. I've lived in this small town, you know, white, Christian, conservative Montana. And then I've, you know, been in downtown liberal Minneapolis, where, you know, there's tons of refugees. It's a whole different world. Lots of homeless. And then to living downtown LA, which that's even a world in itself, to now, you know, Arizona, like, where I've kind of seen it all. And so it's, I feel like the more I get out and then touring, you're talking with people from every walk of life. You're in small towns, you know, nowhere Iowa, to playing downtown New York City. Like, you see it all, and you kind of start to really understand that there is, it's not black and white. Things aren't black and white. Issues, you know, political issues and whatnot, they're not black and white, because, like you said, it is different wherever you're living. Things are just different for different people. So it's not really worth it to try and invalidate someone else's way of life or experiences.
Especially when you know nothing about it. Like, how do you invalidate somebody when you don't take the time to listen?
Right. Absolutely.
And it's funny, your band name, you know, kind of makes me think of the same thing of this division. I always say this division just makes us weak, not only as a country, just as humans. It makes us weak.
Absolutely. Totally.
So tell everybody how they can connect you on social media, speaking of which, and on the web, and check out your new music and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can find us anywhere. I mean, you can just shoot our name into Google and we'll kind of pop up, you know, or any social media site. You know, our handles are easy. It's just at City of the Week for everything, like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You know, type in the search bar. You know, obviously, we would love to connect with you guys. You can always shoot us messages or tag us in things, and we'll always respond the best we can. And obviously, the new song's out on every platform. So YouTube, I always encourage people to watch the video, because that's where we really shine, and we love introducing people to the visuals of our music. So YouTube is kind of our space, if you guys want to check that out. And then Spotify, of course, Apple Music, anywhere to save and listen to the new track, as well as our whole discography.
Yeah, and you know, in the video, it's just plain fun, you know. So definitely people should watch this video, because yes, it has a serious message, but it also has a lot of satire too. And you know, I think if we just laugh about all this stuff, maybe we could unite.
Absolutely.
So do you have any other final words you want to leave our listeners with that we haven't covered that they should know about City of the Week?
I don't think so. I think just thank you for everybody. If you know, if you're listening and you've supported us throughout the years, thank you for always having our back and sticking with us. If you're brand new, welcome to the COT Dub Squad, and come out to a show, because we will hang out with you. We love touring, so hopefully that can resume soon, and we'll be in your backyard playing shows and drinking Jaeger with you. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that, because I'm about over this stuff. We need to have a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for the great music, and thanks for being on The Adventures of Pipe Man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.